everybody. Well, today is October 2nd, 2015. It's Friday. We're on Station 2 on BBS, so let's clear the date here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This will help you out a little bit here if the date's attached to you. And let's do a clearing since it's Friday. If you had anything get stirred up during the week here, here we go. So think of that one issue that you had, or the last one of that one issue. So here we go. Maybe add it each day of the week. Let's pick the last one then. We'll see what happens. Or even the first one. Might be a slight difference, but here we go. Your choice. So one, releasing that one issue, that one page out of your book of many issues. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's bring up the light beam. So as many as you have on your monitor screen will energize with peace energy. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okey-doke. So somebody was saying, I don't know exactly what, but I think World War II started in September or near the end of September. Maybe somebody could do some research on that. As that could be why maybe the end of September seemed a little heavier than normal. Then we had that weird moon and eclipse and different things happening. For more alien interaction with us here. So it's been interesting to figure that one out a little bit. Anyway, here we go. We'll turn it back over to Ann here. Ann, you're on.
Hi, Ron. Good evening and welcome, everybody. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amitron. We're delighted you're all here. We have questions and testimonials for tonight. And, yes, thank you, Ron, for clearing us all off. Do you want to clear the date?
I did the date initially,
you did that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And I just wanted to say I love to ask people or remind people to come on the Saturday show because there's a live trip to Creation Lightship, and that means tomorrow night it'll be the first time in the month of October. So if you have a birthday in October, there'll be a little birthday party tomorrow night, which is always a nice thing. So, yeah, that's interesting, Ron. Did people, did you notice that the planet felt a little heavy at the end of September?
Yeah, it felt like it, yeah, and it just felt heavier.
Okay.
For whatever reason. And people still have time to send if they like, if they want to be in the light ship, or in the light chamber at the expo, then you can send your pictures off with your PayPal receipt, and we'll print it out from your email. And it's $100, and your animal pet and pets are free. So include those, or maybe you might want to hold your better animal with you in the picture. That'll work, too. Oh.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Ron. Are your plants?
Yep, it plants too, yeah. So in 2 weeks, we'll be at the expo back in New York, across from Penn Station. So starts at 3:30 and ends at 10. So back to you.
Yes. Okay, great. Well, Ron, we had a person write in that they have an illness, I assume they have it, because they want to know how to be helped with it. So apparently this person isn't really familiar with our clearings, but I thought we may have other people that are not familiar with our clearings, and you could talk about if you have a condition, maybe they named a condition or a disease, so I guess they've been diagnosed with something. So can you talk about how to get help with that on the website?
Body Jumpstart was put out to help people with physical conditions. So by all means, you may want to do the Body Jumpstart. From there, we'll just say that naturally maybe you're wondering what to do, and we have a condition that started maybe a month ago. So at that point, is it a whole lifetime issue? had the issue kind of off and on throughout your life than it would be, then you'd want to do that issue on your special, on the special clearing. You can input your name and your condition in there if you know you've had it before in the past. If it's brand new to you, then chances are, you know, you can still do a whole lifetime on it because it still could be dormant with you, but typically both of those clearings will work. So if you've had it off and on and it keeps kind of coming to you every so often, then you may want to do the special clearing because that'll cover your whole lifetime clearing that issue away from you. If not, then chances are you may want to do the, you know, that Audi Jumpstart clearing, which is a bundle. And there's other clearings, too, you may want to try, but those are the main ones that I think would give you probably the most most relief. Looking at energies, and you say, yeah, you know, I've heard about something like this happening at this particular age in people, and that's probably attached to maybe the planets and star clearing, because you're quartered by them, along with maybe your natal chart. You may want to do those two also, release that energy of the programs that you are running. They are actually running you, so you want to get rid of the programs that are running you. Those two be very effective for that. So back to you.
Okay, yes, thank you, Ron. And also, I think, as always, it's very important to start with the emotional clearing for whatever's going on, because that's going to be sort of your base to get cleared.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's what you always want to start with, is that one. Don't want to really jump to a clearing, you know, because, you know, you can see it on the website and that may help you. Always do the emotional whole lifetime clearing first. You do your whole lifetime. You just don't put in an age that you think you had a problem. You know, you have to do your whole lifetime. So if you're 35 right now, then you type in the age 35. You're going to be 36 tomorrow, then you might as well wait a day and put in 36, because that will work, you know, for the age of 36 every day you start that clearing. Or to go to the last day of the year. Or, hey, so if you're, you know, say 350 days into your age of 36, you'll just type in 36 because it will include everything from your moment in time when you stop with your current age. Remember, your age is in time, so it takes that in-time energy that the aliens gave you because they gave you time, and you go back from that time designation going back to conception. That clearing first, your a lot of time emotional. If you did that clearing, say, a few years ago, now you realize that you have an illness, well, you cover your last a couple of years or whatever, you know, with that clearing. You know, have you had the unlimited? Because you may have received something from being very emotional by having that get triggered in you, maybe running the emotional energy causing your physical problems. So get the unlimited and clear out the last 2 years and, you know, do it daily, you know, once you get caught up with it and staying current. Just do that daily for yourself. Back to you.
Okay. A listener brought up a very good just wrote this in, which is a very good point, especially when you said if you have something that recurs over and over in your life, you may have a lot of stress around it. So that's another plug for doing the emotional clearing, of course, but there also, you know, that's going to go along with healing.
And if it's life-threatening, you know, then, you know, you may have death barcodes. Remember, anything that gets like kind of like less life-threatening, we'll say. That could just be as simple as walking off the curb and having a car hit you, you know. Maybe somebody prevented you from being hit by a car. Well, that's a death barcode. that's happened to you, or you know, that's a close call with death. That means that you know, if you didn't get saved by somebody, something happened to change that energy, you could be dead. So know that that's one of your death barcodes, that death barcode clearing. As you get older, you're probably going to have more things jumping up around you, because as functional as a younger person, or as jumping around and moving and becoming emotional. Normally, when you get older, I think that older people will tend not to be as emotional as a younger person, because they've already been there, done that, you know? And so, you know, the alien's just seeing you, well, your body's falling apart, you know, and things are sagging. And now, you know, at some point, the person's going to think, I don't look very good. My back hurts and aches, and I want to get out of here. And they'll oblige you and bring forth those death barcodes. Plus, they're already programmed in you anyway upon birth. They can give you more of them. Oh, that's the situation. Clear yourself out so you have a better life. Back to you.
Okay, and I just want to say one other thing, too, about the body jump start. It costs $200, and it lasts for 3 months. And in there, I haven't done it in a while, but there are at least 5 or 6 healings. And Ron is so generous that it's an amazing bundle. It's an unbelievable price. And then if you would like, once they're complete, you can go in and pay only an additional $50 on each of those and get it for whole life. So it's so worth it, if you have, especially if you have something going on. So thank you, Ron. So back to, you know, you mentioned the end of September and the kind of weird in the sky and stuff that was going on. So a listener did write in something. The introductory moon shifted 45 degrees in front of our moon at the eclipse upward. Did the aliens readjust the introductory moon orbit?
Well, let's see. You have to look at it two ways. Is it all physical stuff that you're seeing, or are you watching a movie set? So either way, they could do that. So I would say, you know, very possibly, yes. Uh-huh.
Right. So certainly, you know, the aliens were up to something when that moon eclipse was going on, right?
I would assume so, yeah. And
right.
People were attracted to it, so that's a good way of becoming abducted. Getting into mass consciousness, awareness of what's happening and what's going on. They could, in a sense, abduct you much easier that way, as you're ready for it, ready to see and experience. And they brought forth the experience, and they can also bring forth an abduction process as you're watching something.
Right. Okay, well, you know, I know sometimes you're kind of tuned in a little, Ron, to any something they might be up to specifically, so I thought you might know. Excuse me, but thank you, listener. That was interesting anyway. So somebody wrote in... wow, you can't even speak, really, without creating judgments, can you?
Yeah, that's correct, because the vocabulary here is typically created that way, made that way, so that whatever you're talking about, you know, can be, in a sense, looked at, analyzed, studied as to what you mean by what you're talking about. Oh, that's the way the aliens get you, too. So you're just living life of your ancestors, you know, thoughts. The only way to get yourself free from all this stuff is to clean out those energetic bodies that the Earth Spirit gave you. And they're already impregnated, integrated with you, a lot of those dense energies of judgments, situations that could be positive or negative, but that's imprinted in you. Now it's coming out of you to have that experience. So the imprinting is, we'll just say, invisible. And then as you react to the imprinting, you get imprinted a whole bunch of times. Now all of a sudden, voila, now experiencing that in the physical. I guess it's kind of like, you know, in a sense, of those new 3D printers, right? You put the plastic chemicals in one side of it, we'll say, right? And then it gets scanned, which you want to create, and voila, it gets created from those chemicals. So that's kind of the way it can work. Although, you know, you're looking at a slightly different way of looking at it, but you can look at it that way. Or you're making a cake, you know, at first, or making something that's outer form, and you add water, and now it becomes a little more solid, and, you know, maybe it's like oatmeal or something, but then now it's, you know, mushy, and then you cook it like a cake, and all of a sudden, when it comes out, you know, it's a manifestation. And you probably wouldn't eat it when it was in the liquid form because it's just not what you're looking for. It might taste okay, but normally what you want is the outcome. The outcome is what your thoughts are bringing you to on timelines inactivated by your DNA. Esther's thoughts and judgments, this is what the initial question was about, what you're thinking or what you're talking about is in judgment. Yeah, that's what they gave you as a way to do that, but you want to have discernment. You don't want to have any of that stuff resonate with you. So, you know, just know that those words just need to go, like, in one ear and out the other, and not stick, or not stick inside of your body when somebody says something. So that's the way you want to try to live your life. If you can't live your life that way, if you go, wow, what's wrong with me, then that means you didn't do enough clearings for your energetic bodies. So everybody who's done the emotional clearing will be normally pretty much balanced out and feel calm. And from there, you know, you can bring things into your life as you start thinking more and more about something. Now you're going to bring in a situation that you may not want to have, but you keep seeing it around or you keep reading about it. Because for some reason, the dark side might be talking to you in one ear, telling you to find out about something, and now you think you have it or you caught it. That's another pitfall, because it will get activated in you, and it can happen in the physical, whatever you're thinking about. It depends how powerful your mind is and how, you know, what your state of consciousness is in order to manifest something. Back to you.
Right. Beware of those sets of facts. Right, Ron?
Yep.
Okay, so someone else wrote in something about judgment, so I wanted to just finish with that subject. It has come to my recent attention of how we should not judge the light, as Ron mentions. I would also like to add that we should not judge the light, but to judge the darkness, for if we did not judge the darkness, we would not know we needed to do a clearing.
That makes sense, yeah.
He's basically talking about discernment, I guess, to just
yep.
know.
Yeah, you want to have discernment. If you don't have discernment, then it means that pendulum is swinging for you, from minus to plus, or plus to minus, and keeps going on and on. Now you don't give it any energy to move, and you're in discernment. And you don't care what the outcome is, because, you know, at that point, you probably already experienced both ends of the stick, you know. You want to just have discernment on whatever the issues are.
Right.
And they keep repeating things. Just recently they had a shooting in Oregon, and it was on the news here. Oh, and talking now about gun control and this and that. And oh, I go, oh, boy. You know? So, anyway, this quite interesting to see people's reactions, but they keep filling it into people. You have to look at yourself. Well, where am I shot? Where am I wounded? Where have I been killed? What part of your spirits got killed by your thoughts, okay? What part is wounded, you know? And what part of your body doesn't have spirit energy which could actually kill you? So you can look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Really get into what the facts are about your own self. Because if you're watching that, and you respond to it, then that means that your energy is tied up into that before it even happened. Have that inside of you already. You just got brought to that situation. Now you're watching it, hearing all about it. That's the way the dark side works. They want to hook you into something.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Ron. I was just thinking that those of us on your call today at 5:30, where you released entities from us, were lucky enough to be made human and feel very on the now timeline and at peace. But I was wondering if you could kind of check our audience and see, is everybody in the now as they're listening to you? And then maybe we could have a sample of a healing.
Most people are. There's a couple people with shapeshifters listening. And I don't know if I can help them out or not. And there are a couple that are just kind of, I don't know, they're just not too connected. So here we go. One, you've seen shapeshifters first. So one, two, three, four, and five. And next we're going to bring in the energy of peace for everybody. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Everybody should be pretty much here. Just listen to the program without being on timelines. And you can use your finger exercise to check that out, too. Have your index finger pointed upwards in front of you, maybe a foot away. And, you know, from your nose, we'll say, and just kind of move your hand and see if it stops directly in front of you. Finger pointing straight up should be the key. The right or the left of not being on center, then that you're not in the moment on center. It means that your left side is your past, where you are. Slowly move your finger back to the center of you, and then you're going to actually be in the now. So you want to be in the now for peace energy with your spirit. Anything other than that, you have no way to connect to your spirit on timelines because that's made by darkness. Your spirit doesn't want to go into darkness. Back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. I was wondering if there's, or if it's even needed, a sample of the entity clearing. Like, might people listening have entities, for instance, attached to the device they're listening on, like the phone or the computer, that you could clear?
I can see what we can do here. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There. All I can do on that one. So that's pretty heavy energy.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ron. We appreciate it. And once again, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific time, Ron has these wonderful healing calls. All the information is on his website. Actually, I don't think I said that at the beginning of the show. It's creationlightship.com. And also, I want to say that you can send us an email at any time to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or if you're on the BBS page, you can click on the fast chat and send us a message or a testimonial. Somebody wrote in, Ron, the healings do work. That's a very nice, succinct testimonial. So thank you, listener. The healings do work, as we know. And another lovely listener wrote in, for the person who has an illness, and this is a great addition to what we were saying, entity attachment removal and get it unlimited, the dark side mind control transmissions unlimited, and curses, hexes, and spells. Oh, and of course, timeline crashes. So thank you very much, listener.
Yeah, as we're talking about these things on each show, and people are using them and feeling better, just think if they weren't around, you know? And, you know, is your neighbor going to talk about people doing hexes and spells on you? You know, about something in general, just out of the blue? You know, you say, oh, man, I got a headache. You know, at least now, you know that it could be something like that. So, you know, you're getting a completely, by going into the website and hearing to the radio programs and the archives, you're getting a much better understanding of what's here. Or before, if the website wasn't here, all you're going to be hearing, you know, for what I have heard in the past is, you know, the New Age goody two-shoe stuff about smiling nice and, you know, blessing people and hugging people, and that's the way, you know, life is supposed to be if you're a spiritual person, you know, and you all probably realize that. But nobody gets into, we really get into on what we're talking about. I won't say nobody. There's probably other people out there doing it, but, you know, it's not the same energy that we're using here. But anyway, it's they'd be using mind energy. But the whole thing is, here you have a way to look at a situation, and like the people are writing in trying to help other ones, you know, there's different ways to approach a situation, and you probably have all had different ways of approaching something, and at the end, you know, you feel better. And that's the whole thing. Like I was saying, you know, where would you be in, just say, you know, 20 years ago compared to what we have now on the website with all the vocabulary of the different words, you know, which is situations and clearings to get you out of things, what wouldn't exist. You know, you'd be probably just be going to a psychiatrist maybe, try to figure out something. And it's surely not going to be mainstream out there in the newspaper. But now you just got a way to connect with people who feel less questions to bring forth information that you may need, and the people are helping you out. Well, I really appreciate when the listeners bring in information, what they've used in the past for what's helped them, because somebody might need that one clearing, and it may be not even, you know, I'm not even thinking about that one. Now, everybody for, you know, bringing forth the information and using the website, because it works. Thank you.
Okay, right, Ron. And, you know, I wonder sometimes if so many people out in the world, you know, love to talk about their diseases and their illnesses, and you wonder if it's all cursing you when they do that. So you want to get clear of it all. So on Wednesday's show, Ron, you talked a lot about ascension, but we still have a couple of people sending in questions, and it's occurring to me that, you know, this need, or they seem to have a need to want to know a lot of details. And are people a little bit afraid of ascension and afraid of what's going to happen afterwards? Could you address that a little?
Boy. Well, it gets very negative when I talk about it, because the Earth is not going to be here any longer. Where are you going to go to? If you don't go to light, if you haven't had any clearings, and you haven't put your clearings into the, you know, Earth, you know, I guess it's transfer clearing, whatever it's called there, the light can find you at ascension time, then more than likely what happened when Jesus walked the Earth, he did the ascension. Wasn't very many people who left here, but the rest of the population of the whole planet, you know, went into darkness, living there. Nobody has a record of it. And then your spirit, because nobody left here, in a sense, we'll say, felt sorry for everybody and chose to, in darkness now, with the aliens, because what was there before was aliens, and decided to stay another 2,000 years to have more people do the ascension. Oh, and it gave of itself. it's lost most of itself. It's only like 27% whole. You know, means what's that? 53% is gone. 63%? Yeah, 63% of the Earth spirit, you know, is in darkness. Probably never be found. So it gave of itself to help you. So it figured, you know, that maybe the next 2,000 years people would become more awakened, understanding the basic teachings of Jesus is to clean yourself out of your emotions, whatever else is stored inside of you, so you can live in the present moment. You be born again of the Spirit. That's what it is. Not going to be born again of being baptized or be born again because somebody says you are. Oh, and a lot of churches will indicate that. They saved somebody, and now they saved another soul. Well, it's just a bunch of mumble-jumble there. You know, you have to work on yourself to get rid of all that energy out of you. Well, at ascension time, if the Earth isn't here, where are you going to wake up? Where are you going to be? Well, you're going to be in a dark side universe. It'll look like this one here. Well, where were you before the show started? Were you on timelines, living on the Earth? It's fabricated in darkness. You probably won't even know the difference. Well, you won't know, you know, when ascension time occurs, and you will not know where you are when ascension time is over and the light gets turned back on again. But are you going to be able to go back into light? Probably not if you haven't had any clearings done so you're recognized. And that's the basic thing. Is you have to be recognized by the light, because the light doesn't know darkness. And if you get taken off and into a dark side universe, and it looks like this one, which is what you're already experiencing daily, you know, if when you're not in the now, you're experiencing darkness. And that's what you're living, is darkness and timeline. So that's where you are. Where you want to be in the now timeline. You're already experiencing it. So I wouldn't worry about being, you know, what's the darkness going to look like? Is it going to be just gloomy and everything else? No, you're already living it. You know what it's like. You know? You already know. And you won't be able to get out of it. Oh.
Right, and the people
helpful?
Listening, yeah, the people listening to our show are doing their healings and are being cleared and are, you know, doing the new earth transport, sending their healings over, and they'll be found when the ascension time comes.
That's it, and it just depends how much can be collected of you. How much work have you done in yourself, so how much of you can they find during the process, you see?
Right, right.
That's the whole thing, is reclaiming your spirit identity. I mean, do a clearing, or if your spirit can come back to you, if it's not in complete darkness someplace, floating around here or around you, then, or it can come back into your body. That's why your eyes change. Your eyes become brighter. Very, very simple. What you have to do, you have to work on it. You can't just think about it or hope so that it's going to work for you, that Jesus is going to come and save you or whatever else out there. That's not going to happen. Just the dark side teachings, it gets you further away from being responsible for clearing out your DNA. Different religions probably hit on that too. They want to become, you know, people, they want to become a little more pure. And, you know, I think probably maybe out of all of them, maybe, you know, a limited knowledge of religions, the Buddhists might be the closest to attempt to, you know, I think bad thoughts and things about things, you know. That's kind of part of it, but are you clearing out yourself in the process, you know, to getting rid of your stuff, you know? I don't know, you know, what they do and how long does it take. Oh, the whole emotional healing is 15 minutes to a half an hour and you're done. Most people are working on themselves for their whole lifetime. So, you know, lifetimes are they going to live to get the next issue going, you know? Anyway, they are doing what they believe they can do. It's that it's, you know, a very long and involved way of trying to get to the end. and, you know, it'll never happen. Back to you.
Right. Okay. And someone, just to finish up on the Ascension thing, someone had a question about the Ascension barcode. And I just want to let everyone know, if you're not aware, the Spirit barcode clearing is $100. And then you can also purchase $50 for additional $50 to have it unlimited. And when you buy it for the $100, if you have more than one Spirit barcode, which would you say that most people have more than one Spirit barcode on them, Ron, or do they normally only have one?
I don't think some people may get some added on to it. In fact, you know, should take the unlimited off on that, and that should be actually free. If you did it one time, you want to go in and do it again, by all means, do that. Typically, you probably only have one barcode at birth that connects to you. But I have seen some people where the aliens really want to get them out of here. They'll put some more barcodes on the Spirit, and then that will be pretty detrimental, because if you have a barcode, then all of a sudden they can track you and take you out of here, kind of, you know, already in the shackles and, you know, hooked up. So you want to get that stuff off of you. Back to you.
Great. Okay, yes, thank you so much for giving us that clearing, Ron. It's so important for us. Okay, so you were also talking a lot recently about soul families, speaking of darkness, and someone is asking, does one know who their soul family is?
Well, I'm thinking that you might look when you're younger. I don't have any remembrance of anything hardly at all. If you looked at the people that you hung out with a lot, maybe kindergarten, you know, elementary school, etc., that you really like, they could very possibly be in your soul family. Also, if you hung on to those people, you know, and you're older now and you still see them and talk with them. And then also, you know, naturally your relatives more than likely are. Naturally your parents probably are. So, you know, everything that's in your immediate family, we'll say, would be in your soul family. And the people around you that you kind of see. And you can kind of tell because they kind of resonate to you. You kind of like them. And there's something about them that somebody else doesn't have that same type of energy, but they do. So, 'cause you're all, remember, your soul family has like a soul family stamp on you. It's like a barcode is given that information out here. So everybody in your soul family will say will have a barcode stuck on you so that you can resonate to each other. So you are living a frequency, using that term, of the same energy. That's why they can come into your body, and you can go into theirs quite easily. You don't have to really try even. You can just pop in there. So, you know, I'm not recommending to do that because you could contaminate your spirit, because it will bring back their gunk along with what you gave them, you know. So, but, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, if, you know, husband and wife probably would be, in a sense. And, you know, you know, and even your children, you know, normally the mother will know what the child is doing, you know, because they have that same frequency. You know, the child goes to school in kindergarten or whatever, and the mother knows having a good or bad day at school, and, you know, it's that extra sense. Well, the extra sense that they're using is actually the soul family sense, picking up on the child, and that's what it is. Back to you.
Okay, and Ron has given us a wonderful clearing called the Soul Family Disconnection, and it's really thorough, wonderful healing. So everybody wants to check that out. It's something that certainly the New Age people tell us is terrific to be with your soul family, but actually it's just part of the control here on Earth, and we want to be free, independent beings.
The trap.
Yeah. also a listener wrote in a reminder, the weekly reminder for to Ron to bring the earth into the light. Does that need to be done today, Ron?
Yeah, it looks like it's a little bit out, maybe 0.4%, we'll say. So here we go. Bringing it back in, you might feel the energy shift a little bit. It's not a whole lot out. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, and 4. There we go. Just got through moving back into the light. So you can kind of maybe get a visual of like a boat at a dock or something, you know, and it gets pulled away from the dock. And it gets so far out, then all of a sudden doesn't know where the dock is any longer. And that can feel really goofy. The most it's been out is about 30%. Finally caught on to what they're doing one time. This is years ago. Then I brought it back. You can tell when it's out normally because nothing seems to work exactly right for you. I'm not saying that this is 100% way to look at it, but it just won't feel quite right. Things aren't working when you're, you know, trying to be in the now, because your now is now in the alien realm of the now. You're in the alien sandbox, so you want to get back into the original location of the Earth, we'll say, the quadrant that it's in of light. Just think of it just being moved out of light, out of the territory of light, getting into darkness. You all know about the darkness, like I said earlier, because for every 10 minutes you're abducted and you go to different timelines, that's what you're living on, unless you're in the now. That's the difference. So you have timelines and you have being in the now. So when you're on the timelines, then you're in darkness. And, you know, I would think, you know, a baby would be in the now. So we'll just say that a baby, I don't know how old a baby would have to be before it got into darkness. Maybe 6 months, you know, might be in light for 6 months. And then from there, whole lifetime's in darkness because it's living timelines, living instructions from the parents on how to be on timelines, what to think about. You know, naturally you have to learn how to live here. So that's the problem that we have. You're firstborn, you're fully spiritual, we'll say you have all the energy of source energy with you. Then you spend the rest of your life trying to figure out how to get back to it again. And you have all the dramas and traumas. You already had it, but you can't do anything with it because you're a baby. You know, so...
Yeah, that's interesting. And then we pollute the poor baby by teaching it, you know, too much.
Emanated, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so speaking of timelines, Ron, someone wrote in, my husband has very vivid dreams. So does that mean he's more embedded in timelines? And if we have vague dreams, we aren't?
On the surface, I'd say that's correct. But I won't say that, you know, if you don't have any dreams, you're not in darkness. Just maybe he's a little more aware than most people. There are people that dream in black and white, and that's probably the norm. And then you have people who dream in technicolor, you know. They see everything. There's people who can actually enter their dream, say, hey, what the hell are you doing to me here, you know, and fix the dream, you know. There's those people, too. So ideally, if you're seeing a lot of dreams, you know, then that means that you are discovering that you're living timelines. I won't say that you're in more darkness. The servers, you know, might look that way, kind of, because you're having it. But no, you're just more aware, and you're bringing them back here. So that's good because you can crash them. That's a great idea. That's wonderful. Because now you have that perception because you have a tool to use, which is timeline crashing, to get out of that dream. Because now you know, you replicated me, you know, 500,000 times on this here. And no wonder why I'm having difficulties here with this problem that I'm dealing with. Had it for years, and I keep having dreams about it or something similar. So you can get out of it with timeline crashes. That's actually very good. And naturally, if you had all of your dreams at one time, you probably would be very overloaded and you'd probably just give up. You'd have actually no hope. Back to you.
Okay. Okay, somebody wants to know if they're around someone or talking on the phone to someone and that person gets abducted, will we get abducted also? And should we just kind of go on like normal and keep talking to the person or what?
Well, that's a very good question. They may only want that one person, so then they'll just copy and paste you or a replica of you on a timeline, and then they're still talking to you. You could still be here. You could be here talking to their clone replica on the phone, and the real them is now abducted, we'll say, and they're still talking to you, which is a replica of you, on another timeline. I hope you understand that. And then the next question is, since I'm talking to a person, will they abduct me also because we're connected to each other on the telephone? That's kind of what I think they're talking about.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they could possibly take you also if they like you.
So,
oh, Dolly, you know, what are you talking? You know, let's just say that a person calls you and they go, yah, 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 and you go, yeah, yah, 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 you know, and you're going back and forth with those gossip stuff and this information, sharing all this negative stuff between one person, you know, between you and them, and they give you their experience and you give them their experience, you know, your experience, and trying to solve this situation by projecting your experience on them and vice versa. Well, you're both dealing with negativity. They probably want both of you. They actually lucked out. They got two people in place of one.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay, let's move on to another question. Somebody, tonight I bought the unlimited portion to the emotional clearing. A few years ago, I did the emotional whole life, and I guess now they bought the unlimited. While they were in the middle of doing it, they were feeling very nauseous. Why is that? I have been through a lot the past few years. Thank you.
Well, some people actually, as it gets cleared away from you, might actually feel it leave, okay? And so that's probably what you're feeling is your body releasing it. Most people are different, one person I did the clearing on, this was a long time ago, person, and he is a man, and he actually saw every year that I was clearing what happened to him during that year. Very unusual. But that's what he said he saw when I got done. So most people, you just sit there and you just get more calmer and more calmer, become more peaceful, and you feel like a weight's been lifted off of you. What I would do if you're feeling anxiety, nauseous, what I would do is maybe do it over again and maybe do it a little bit slower. Maybe do it, if it's like a couple of weeks, you could probably do it week by week and, figure out, maybe you got 2 years there of a couple of weeks, so over 100 of those, and just do 100 of those counting down week by week. It might work a little better for you. Possibly you're getting a bunch of stuff at one time flying in. Well, that's what I would do, is just probably do it week by week. Back to you.
Okay, yeah, very interesting, Ron. Interesting idea, and you can always pause the clearings as well. You know, you just hit that pause and wait for a while till you feel better. But it could give you a lot of information, couldn't it? Because you could notice what, year you're having the problem with, or what time frame, or what comes up for you.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
That's very good. And then also, you may want to take a shower if you're feeling kind of funky. You know, do that. That could help. But get up and walk around. So most people don't feel that way. They just feel more relaxed. Probably 90% of the people feel very relaxed when they get done. Probably actually going through the situations, guessing, you know, as, you know, and you may not even see it, but your body has had so much trauma in it that it's, you know, releasing it, and it's pulling the roots out, and the roots might be a little, your body might be a little delicate and having roots pulled out of you, you know? Landscape is hard and changed slightly. Back to you.
Okay. So, Ron, here's an interesting question about the orb clearing. Dear Ron, a friend of mine sent out a picture of herself with an orange orb that got caught on film over her head. And people wrote to her, oh, aren't you lucky? Something's watching out for you. But I said to myself, no, I don't think that's a good thing. Would this be an example of the orbs that we can get cleared on your website?
I would say so, yes. Uh-huh. You know, I would clear those away, yes.
So sometimes, I think you have said that before, they can show up on camera in pictures.
Yes, they can, uh-huh.
Yeah. Can we have a sample of the orb? Like remove an orb from us or something, or a certain color orb?
Oh, yeah, what I'll do is work with the neck. So maybe you have a neck condition or something. I'll just take away a silver orb if you have a silver one. So I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. Gold orb. This is attached to your neck. In place. One, two, three, four, five. Black orb. One, two, three, four, five. White orb. One, two, three, four, five. Orange. One, two, three, four, five. Red. One, two, three, four, five. Brown, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Green, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Blue, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I guess I'll do gold and silver. Gold, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Silver, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's see, maybe a violet, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know what other color. White, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think I did white. So that might get a lot of them cleared away from you here, so... turquoise, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pink, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here we go.
How about orange?
5, okay. Here we go, that's enough of that. Keep your neck feeling better. Maybe you had some attachments to it.
Yes, let us know, anybody, if you felt some relief from that. Also, I don't know if we haven't had too many testimonials or discussion about the orb clearings lately, so if you've done the orb clearing, we'd love to hear about how you felt after.
I think we had, about 5 minutes, approximately?
Yes, wow, that time went fast. Yes, so did you want to say something? Go ahead, Ron.
Well, we got the 4-hour call tomorrow, 8-hour call Sunday. Starting the October marathon clearing, so that's good. Also,
right.
People normally sign up for the weekly calls, so you get everything that we do in a month, basically, as far as the conference calls. So that's the best way to do that. So you're always having energy from the light chip. Let's do a clearing for. It's like things attached to your head, maybe your chin. Could be objects, knives or something, bars, chains, things happen that we don't know about. This would be an object clearing. Here we go. Releasing stuff around your neck and maybe a lower part of the head, skull. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Might have a clamp maybe on your neck or something. Maybe you have like a horseshoe that got bent. Maybe you had one of those neck harnesses on. The chains going down to your legs. There we go. So releasing that. 1. Things like that. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9. And 10. Okay. see if anybody's feeling a little better or different. Maybe their neck got stretched up a little bit, and maybe they got headaches gone or something. Back to you, Ann.
Well, my neck does feel like it just got a little longer, almost like a little more relaxed and stretched out, but in a good way. So thank you, Ron. I guess I needed something released from my neck, too. Yes, and again, just everyone try to get on our show tomorrow night also. Please do come on the call if you can at 1 p.m. And Ron's New York Expo is coming up, New Life Expo in New York City, and they have a website. You can get all the information there. That's in October. Boy, that's coming up quickly, Ron.
Yep, be there in a couple of weeks.
Great, great.
Over at this time, 10 o'clock Eastern time, so that day anyway. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Like seeing all the, probably most of them, I would say, are probably New Yorkers, but there are people that come further away. It's interesting. In California, it's such a long state, and people talk about, I came from here and there, and you wonder how far that was. Oh, it was like an hour and a half away, One other state, an hour and a half away. Wow, that's something, or two states or something. So it's interesting. The transportation there is a lot different.
Right. Now, I wonder, Ron, if you're going to notice a difference since you've given us the that black mist and the green goo clearing and that blue death ray that you first noticed, actually, I think, came to your attention on the East Coast. If when you travel and go there and see the people that have been doing those clearings, if you're going to really notice a difference energetically.
We'll find out, yeah. That'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope so. So why don't we, let's do a sample or two before we go.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do you want to do a, I don't want to do the black goo stuff because that's, you have to get on there and do the pre-clearing, so.
Right.
The sample's not going to be that good, plus you want to get in there and really nip it at the bud,
Right.
What I'll do is a timeline crash for maybe vertigo. The timelines now are goofy because of probably what the moon did, and everything else. But you may find yourself walking in between timelines, seeing a waviness or something as you're walking or feeling a little dizzy as you maybe walk, 50 feet or something. Then you feel better. That can happen. It's just the ley lines are probably generating a lot of energy or they're not there and you're walking through it physically and not knowing what's going on. If you had that problem, I'll see if I can get you back here during that one experience because you could be possibly lost in space. So here we go. Lost in space clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is the timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just see if that helped you. And we'll close the program here with the mind-to-heart drop. Remember, you have to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart. You cannot think your way on this here, but you could if you wanted to, but it will not work with source energy. It'll work with the alien darkness energy. That's what you want to get out of. Anything in mind is darkness. So remember, you want to release that energy from you because that's caused your DNA problems. All thoughts. Thoughts are things. They manifest in you and cause illness. Get off that timeline or those millions of timelines. Get into source energy in the now. Here we go. This will bring you right there, and the now is peace. Dropping down, has to command your spirit to do this for you. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You might feel your thoughts going from your head to your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, blessings, and see you later. Have a very nice evening. Stay in peace. And watch out for that phone call that's going to call you in a few minutes. You never know what to ring. Maybe somebody's saying, oh, you know, I think they're listening to BBS. I better call them to shake them up, get them out of their peace. So,
oh, and that happens.
That happens.
Yeah.
Okay, bye, everybody. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, all.